Welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the podcast that unwraps the complex world of packaging for food businesses. I'm your host, Alec. Today, we're diving into one of the hottest topics out there, sustainability. Specifically, using recycled content in your packaging without tanking your profits or product quality. And to help us navigate these tricky waters, we have a brilliant guest with us, sustainability consultant Chloe. Chloe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's a huge topic, and I'm excited to get into it.
Excellent. So let's set the stage. If you're in the food industry, you're facing some tough choices. Customers want eco-friendly options, regulations are tightening, and every choice seems to come with a catch. It feels a bit like a blind panic sometimes, doesn't it?
It really does. You're not alone in feeling that way. Professionals everywhere are caught between doing right by the planet and protecting their bottom line. The pressure to adopt post-consumer recycled content, or PCR, has never been higher.
Let's talk about that pressure. The content you shared with us beforehand describes it as a perfect storm of challenges. Break that down for us. What are the main forces at play here?
Well, first and foremost, regulatory pressure is mounting fast. New mandates are rolling out globally.
Right, so some governments are trying to implement some kind of change.
Exactly. And on the other side of that coin, you have customer expectations. It's not a niche request anymore. Today's consumers don't just want sustainable packaging, they expect it. They research brands, they compare environmental commitments, and they vote with their wallets.
So you're getting squeezed from both the top down and the bottom up. No pressure, though.
None at all. And to make it even more fun, there's a massive information gap. You're bombarded with marketing campaigns from material suppliers making big claims, but then the technical reports might tell a different story, raising concerns about clarity, safety, or stability. It's hard to know who to believe.
So you're making these high-stakes decisions in the dark, essentially. And the wrong choice could lead to product failures, customer backlash, the whole nine yards.
Precisely. The stakes just keep rising.
Okay, that sounds pretty bleak, but this isn't a podcast about doom and gloom. There is a solution, and it seems to center around the strategic approach with a very specific material, PET.
Absolutely. The key isn't picking between sustainability and business success. It's about finding the sweet spot where both can thrive. And this is where PET, that's polyethylene terephthalate, really stands out as your best choice for PCR content adaptation.
So what makes PET so special? Why not other plastic?
PET is pretty unique among polymers. It has a very reliable and well-established recycling system, which is crucial. It avoids many of the contamination and processing issues you see with other materials. And there are established quality standards for food-grade recycled PET. Understanding its properties lets you maximize PCR content without sacrificing performance.
That makes sense. The infrastructure is already there. But what about actually getting the recycled material? I hear a lot about supply chain issues. Is there enough to go around?
It's largely due to stronger regulatory frameworks, widespread deposit return systems, and more robust waste management infrastructure. But the point for businesses here is that you have to work with the market forces you have. And a big part of that is optimizing the blend of materials you use.
What do you mean by the blend?
It means the key isn't always to aim for 100% PCR content right away. It's about creating a smart mix of post-consumer flake, maybe some post-industrial content, and virgin resin. This mix should be tailored to fit your product's needs, keep costs down, and work within the available supply.
This is great stuff. So for a business owner listening right now, feeling that panic we talked about, where do they even start? You have a 5-step plan for this, don't you?
Yes, an actionable plan to make this manageable. Step one is simply to assess your current position. Start with a comprehensive audit of your existing packaging portfolio.
A full audit. Find out which products can handle higher PCR content and which ones might need a more cautious approach.
Exactly. Once you have that baseline, step two is to set strategic and realistic targets. And realistic is the key word. Don't just follow broad industry averages.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Not at all. A product that needs extremely high clarity, maybe an optical-grade PET bottle, might start with under 15% PCR. But more forgiving formats, say an opaque detergent jug or a colored rigid tub, can often accept 50 or even more.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So you've done your audit, you've set your targets. What's step three?
Step three is to build your supply chain partnerships. You can't do this alone. You need to develop relationships with certified PCR content suppliers who truly understand food grade requirements and can provide consistent quality.
And that leads right into step four, I imagine, which has to be quality control.
It does. Step four is to implement robust quality control systems. This is absolutely critical. You can't have your new eco-friendly package failing on the shelf. This means setting up regular tests to check visual and functional properties as your PCR content changes.
So you're constantly checking things like clarity and strength.
Constantly. You build feedback loops to continuously optimize your material blend. It's an ongoing process, not a one-and-done decision.
What about the final step, step five?
Step five is to communicate your success. You've done the hard work, now tell people about it. Develop clear messaging that explains your PCR strategy to customers, regulators, and stakeholders. Be transparent.
The well-deserved bragging rights.
Exactly. But it's more than that. It's about building trust and using your PCR adoption as a real competitive differentiator.
So let's look at the big picture. If a company goes through all five of these methodical steps and really gets this right, what's the ultimate payoff? Besides, you know, doing the right thing for the planet.
The benefits are huge, Alec. Companies that excel at this go beyond just meeting requirements. They build incredible brand trust because customers see a real, tangible commitment. Their operations become more resilient because they've developed expertise in emerging materials and supply chains.
And I hear that on top of all that, Mother Nature might even give you a high five.
If you're lucky. But seriously, it positions you as a genuine leader in the space.
That's the real takeaway here, isn't it? The path to PCR success isn't mysterious, it's methodical. And the time to start on that path is right now. It's about deciding whether you'll lead the transition or be forced to follow it.
That's the perfect way to put it, Alec. The opportunity for leadership is now. The time for waiting is over.
Couldn't agree more. Chloe, this has been incredibly insightful. Thank you so much for breaking down such a complex topic into a clear, actionable plan. A huge thank you to our guests, Chloe, and thanks to all of you for tuning in to Let's Talk Packaging.